matter how you hard you try.
Hello, my name is Valencia. If you have reached the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline, if you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I am calling. I am a director at a child care facility. I had a student on yesterday that was ill in my program, sent him home. The parent did take the child to the doctors. The child is tested positive for the virus. So I needed to know, as a child care facility, what are the protocols that I must take at this point?
Okay. Did you call the health department?
And the health department gave me the number to call you guys.
Okay, give me 1 second, man. Usha, the baby was tested positive for corona?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. Did you sanitize?
Did I sanitize on yesterday?
Yes, ma'am.
I did.
Okay. Did you inform the parents that the child had COVID?
No, ma'am. I was just informed. So the protocol that my company has, we have to notify the health department, then you guys tell us exactly what to do.
Yes, ma'am. So you told me that you sanitized. Are the other children okay? Is they running fever?
No one in my program is running a fever at this time. There'll be another temperature check at 11 o'clock. We do them twice a day.
Okay. So what you're going to have to do for me, you're going to have to make sure that you sanitize everything. Make sure you use Lysol. And are you social distancing in the department?
Am I social distancing or are the children?
The children.
We're not. We're in a child care facility. It's hard to social distance a group of kids.
But we are sanitizing. We are doing the temperature checks. We are doing all of those precautions.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You just gotta have to make sure that you sanitize every 77. You're gonna have to sanitize and be careful.
Okay. Should I close down that classroom? Should I send those kids in that classroom that was exposed yesterday?
No,
should
ma'am.
Should I send them home or?
No, ma'am. Do not send them in that classroom. You will have to wait till the building is clear. I'll go back inside that classroom, and I'll sanitize again.
Okay, so remove them from the room because they're in the room, so I just got the call. So we sanitized the room on yesterday when I sent the student home. So
okay.
They went back in their room this morning. So you want me to remove them out of the room now?
Yes, ma'am. Remove them out of the room now. Send someone in there to sanitize it.
Okay.
Don't let nobody go in that room until 72 hours.
No I'm writing this down.
Are you okay?
Okay.
Well, and make sure you check in everybody's temperature.
Yes, ma'am.
If they sneeze, cough, and you have to send them home.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so again, okay, I just have a pen. I just hold on 1 second. I've got a question for you.
I'll check their temperature, like, when I remove them from the room.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll check it, and then I'll come back 2 hours later and check it again. And like I said, if they cough, sneeze, anything, I will send them home.
So every 2 hours. So you are telling me that I don't need to notify these parents that we had a possible exposure?
You can notify them.
Okay. I just feel better if I was to do that, at least say we had a possible exposure, and then
correct,
just say these other precautions that we're taking. You know what I mean? I, as a parent, I think I just feel better if I can do that.
Correct. Just verify them. Let them know that you're going to sanitize it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Is that it? Got it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a nice day.
Okay. Bye-bye.